Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Shalom, welcome, Bruchim Abayim, welcome. They always said you can't do it. I believed them. I trusted them. How could I not? They fed me, kept me in a safe box, gave me a blanket, kept me breathing in between drops of fear. Breathing. Just to stay above water. Here, you can have that. No, you cannot do that. Don't bother, because you don't have the power. Surely not the talent. Oh, and you ain't funny. It took a lifetime in a minute for you to cross the gates, for you to feel the crossing. The walk through the metal doors, to feel the rusty metal that was painted over and over and over. To ache through the lifting of my right foot and then the left. The stickiness of the dried up soil on my feet. And one foot is out, and then my fingers, feeling the breeze of tomorrow. Out. My whole self is out of that box into vastness of sky, filled with its color. הריני מקבל על עצמי את מצוות עשה של ואהבת לרעך כמוך. I hereby accept myself the due commandment or the utterance of love your neighbor, your friend. Express the love to them, to your neighbor, your friend, your gardener, your director, in the same way that you express love to yourself. And the beginning is with yourself. Welcome to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay. I'm your host, a guide, a spiritual mentor, sound therapist for you who are ready to reclaim your power. And waking up from a dream is a journey.
Lishon bli lachlom. Lishon bli ladat. Lishaker bli lachshov. Lehov bli lagat. Yeah.
place in Tel Aviv because I want to work here. Takal na Mercasid ay napaka-rumi nito at hindi ko gusto ang paninirahan dito.
The weather here is very hot, but it's almost the same in the Philippines. But we, there in the Philippines, we don't have winter. We have only geshem and kites.
Shalom, shalom, welcome, wonderful Sunday, it is LA, but we are with sweaters, I don't know. Well, welcome, we have an exciting show today. I'm excited to have my guest. Oh well, now it'll make sense.
Hello.
So I have with me Ori Dinur.
Ori Tayer Dinur.
Sorry about that. Yeah, the Tayer. I don't want any issues.
Tayer is very important.
Yeah, Tayer is very important.
It's my husband. Very important.
So Tayer is your husband's name?
Marcelo Tayer, yeah.
And Dinur is your name?
Yep.
Right? Okay. So I have with me Ori Dinur today. Ori is the director and the founder, actually, of the Israeli Theater here in Los Angeles, and it's interesting because we have okay, we'll talk about that, but so hi Ori.
Hi, can I just say about that something?
Yes,
I'm the co-founder. I founded it with another person named Yoram Nachum.
Yoram.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Yoram. Yeah.
Yeah, in 2006, and since then I've been the producer and I directed some of the plays. More of the plays were directed by Gita Zeltzer.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that's why you're here, to fill in the blanks.
There you go.
So, here in the program, I take everything a spiritual look. Today is a little different because today will be the practical side of how we are how we deal with everything, and it comes through actually funny thing, acting, because I think acting is a great self work.
Oh, definitely.
Right?
You have to be very aware to be able to, take part of, to act somebody else's feelings, emotions.
To identify with that person, to go into that role.
Yeah, you have to recognize within yourself the things that you want to convey through the character.
Mm.
So in order to be able to recognize those, you need to be in awareness.
That's true.
I think so.
Well, awareness, there is a awareness and consciousness are two different things. So awareness is a feeling of something that sometimes when you say, I don't know where to put a finger on,
mm-hmm.
you know, you feel that. With consciousness, when you bring it to language, you look at it and say, oh, I know, it's a phone.
So I would say consciousness.
To bring it, but to identify with the character and then to live through it.
Yeah, it's identifying the feelings and the emotions within you, and then trying to find out what the character that you're my English, I'm stuttering.
Portraying.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
there
portraying.
You go.
Yeah. how does it come out? How does it show when the character feels those feelings and emotions?
Amazing. You know, it's so we are here. Actually, I want to talk about what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about this מבקר המדינה, the state inspector.
Controller.
State controller.
Comptroller.
Oh, comptroller?
Something like that. It's a very, very strange word.
I never heard about this word.
Yeah, מבקר.
Like beginning of a computer, C-O-M-P?
Don't do it to me.
Okay. All right, comptroller. Wow.
Comptroller, yep.
So I'm going to bring this forward here. I don't know if you can see that. But this is a play that is going to premiere January 11th.
Actually, for sponsors, for sponsors we're going to start on January 9th. Yes.
And then I should know that.
For the general public, the opening night is January 11th. And this play is co-directed. Again, it's not only me. It's with Moti Suisa. We call him Motis.
Motis.
And he is a gift to the theater.
Yes.
So talented.
He's very talented.
Whatever he touches is just gold.
Well, interesting. This show is talking about turning
garbage to gold. Yeah, but I won't go that far. Moti is also the lead actor in this play, and you can see him in this.
Yeah, he's on the far left. He's on the far left.
He's standing with a very strange look on his face next to the suitcase with the money.
Yes.
There's a cast of 13 people. Ilan is one of them.
I guess
Ilan
so.
Ilan is an actor in this, participates in this play.
Yeah, I'm the rabbi. I'm the Moroccan rabbi.
Yeah, and I'm very thankful. He's doing a great job. Well, you're doing a great job.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very funny.
Oh, I am funny.
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay. You know, one time when my kid, my son, mm-hmm. was asking school to write two words about their parents. Mm-hmm. Something with the mic here. Two words about the parents. And he wrote that I was serious.
Well, yeah, you can be, I'm sure. I'm still surprised whenever you're smiling sometimes.
What do you mean?
I sometimes expect you to be serious and, you know.
Oh, that.
And then you just smile and there's light in the room. So that's nice.
Oh, well, thank God. Thank you.
May I say a few more words of please, the other
yes.
people that are in
let's
this
go.
Show?
Okay. Let's go.
So we have in this show two amazing women. The only women in the play, 13 people, two out of them are women. And I didn't want to give the roles that were written to men to other women because I think it's not correct.
What do you mean the roles that are?
All the roles all the roles were meant for men and they're acted, played by men here. And the two roles that were written for women are played by women. But when it was hard to find the actors because we are relaying on the on a very shallow pool of actors here in LA acting in Hebrew and having the time to do the rehearsals. It takes a lot of energy, time, well, also money because we don't pay anything and people are traveling from the city to the valley and there is sometimes they have to cut short their hour work hours in order to be to participate in the rehearsals. So but I started saying about the two ladies
yes.
in this play, Mai Gutemann and Moan Roof. Both of them are extremely talented, extremely funny, and they are amazing human beings. It's just the whole cast I'm lacking words.
Because you know it's more of the heart. It's this connection. It's this, you know, what we're experiencing here, in the cast coming there. It's a whole bonding experience.
It is, but it's also not easy. Let's face it. You know,
well, it's not because
you have the honeymoon stage, and then you have people coming every day for a lot of hours together, and there is friction, and there is wheels and wants of.
Different frictions.
14 people, including me, 13 actors, and me, being the director. One of the actors is also a director, so it's not easy. But out of this comes also a lot of good.
That's right.
And
that's
people are showing their beautiful sides and their patience and their acceptance of different people and different, again, wants and wills.
That's right.
So it goes both ways. It's not easy at all, but out of it comes a lot of beauty.
That's true. That's true. I look at the whole thing as just yeah. as in a beautiful experience, you know?
Yeah. Then we have Yon Holmes, the co-founder of the theater since 2006, and he started actually in 2002, I think, with a play that was part of another Israeli theater that was operating here at that time.
Okay.
Then we have also Adam Bau.
Adam is funny.
He's an expert finance person, and he's so serious with his suits and his ties, and then he comes here and he's just so funny, and
he's like let me get the suit out.
So talented and so funny. He's big. He was the Mar Israel.
Yeah, he was a bodybuilder.
Yes,
right? Yeah,
yes, but he's so, I don't know. He's so delicate. No, that's not the right word.
But by the way, whoever, if you're listening and you're thinking, what are they making fun of these people or like joking of these people? This is first of all, aside from the fact that it's a small tight group, it's also part of an Israeli culture. It's an Israeli culture where we're looking at the other person and we're finding all these nooks and things, and we accentuate it and bring it with love and laughter.
And we're talking about a comedy, and we're talking about comedy. Actors.
It's a comedy.
So Mai that I spoke about, great. I am just like, okay, blackouts. Do you know how long it was since I was talking like this in English?
Oh, hey, it's good. No, she's
great. I'm in
America,
but yeah.
She's the character. She's like totally the character. I see her all the time, and it's like.
But what I wanted to say is that she studied. That was the word. She studied theater in high school, and then she's so wonderful on stage as though she finished school. Professional school of acting, and then Moan did finish
Bet Zvi, right?
Yes, in Israel, and she's a professional actor. She's unbelievable. Also, Adam, which I just spoke about, he was in musicals in Broadway and in Boston. He participated as a professional actor. Moti, who's the co-director, he is a graduate of Bet Zvi, and he's a professional actor. We have also the two funny pakachim.
The ticket maids or parking enforcement or something.
Yes. These two, Pini Lazarov and Benji, both of them are professional actors. And it's very nice to see how some of the professional actors actually studied acting in front of a camera, and they need to become stage actors. So it's a very big difference, but still you can see the talent. And we have Yalon Bernfein, he's a electrician, and
he does great.
I know him for 20 years, and this is his second time in a play. Last year, he was in a play that was produced by Helena Shoshmaimon and directed by Gita Zeltzer. And then there is Yuval Palmon, who's he's a mechanic, and he's a great person.
He's funny.
He's hilarious. He is so cynic. He's such a cynic, and He participated in a play that we had, the Jewish Hebrew Stage had. Oh, by the way, that's the name of the theater, the
Jewish
Hebrew
Stage. Okay, so whatever I said before, scratch that. It's a Jewish Hebrew Stage.
Yes, and it's a non-profit organization. Ta-da! And so Yuval participated in the play Master of the House, and he had there a smaller part. And this year, he's just flourishing with amazing talent that he just, you know, picked up or was born with and just now is showing. Then we have two people that never were on stage, and that's Noam Wittenberg, a very good friend of mine,
yeah,
and Kobi Cohen. Jacob Cohen, who's he's a carpenter, and
he built the
we call it kulisa.
The kulisa in Hebrew. Yeah, that's what I remember.
Hebrew is kulisa in English. I don't know.
Is the stage? He built all the.
It's the backstage.
The entire
the wood panels,
the doors,
wood panels, and some of them with doors. Yes.
Yes.
It's the first time because of Motis, where he designed the set, and this is the first time that we have a real set. Usually, our plays were with just hints of the room that we were. Playing in or
rehearsing?
Moving in. Oh. No. I'm saying during the play itself.
I see. I see.
When we had the shows, the people, the actors were moving around in certain rooms, you know. But for instance, for a hospital, we had two hospital beds, but we didn't have the walls. And this time we have walls, and it's like a real set. And that's Motis. Without him, I wouldn't do that. And Jacob Cohen. Actually, as a carpenter, he has all the tools and he has the knowledge. So
building is all in one Sunday. You know, I remember I came halfway through, but building this, putting all this in a day, both of them,
it's together with the Yoram and that helped also with that. Yeah. Yes, and you know, you came and Noam and other people came to help with and Yuval to paint all of it.
Yeah. It was fun. It was just fun being there.
Mm-hmm.
Just fun doing all this.
And last but not least is Moti El-Maliach.
Oh, yes.
He's also a professional actor, and he is studying to be a criminologist.
Posta?
Yeah.
Criminologist?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Shish kebab.
He's very talented again. I'm in awe from the talent that we have for this play. And he is playing a very interesting character.
Sure.
And so this is the cast, 13 people. I don't think that I missed anybody. And I'm very grateful for them for doing this. It's not a given. The time that you guys are spending doing and making my dream come true. It's actually my dream. And now it became your dream too, which is amazing.
You see how we're intertwined?
Yes.
We're just like intertwined. And your story brought you this particular moment in life to experience what you're experiencing, and same on the other side. And we come together. And at a certain point, I call it the kissing point of our synchronicities.
Ah, that's interesting. The nice thing is that I found out, if we're talking about making things come true or creating reality, this is part of it. I found out that whenever my everything is aligned in what I want, and I know exactly, and I'm very focused on it, it comes to reality really quickly.
Your destination, your goal.
If I know what I want, mm-hmm. let's say the play, I've wanted to do Mevaker HaMedina for a long time, and this time it was the right thing for me. It was the right time. There's a lot of distractions and a lot of people that are saying you can't do that and it's too big and why won't you do something smaller and why won't you just wait with it and you'll never find the right actors and oh, they're saying that they don't want to do it and you won't find others, but I don't listen. It's just I become deaf.
Because that's noise.
It becomes static noise, yes. Because I know it's just an inner feeling that this is the right time to do it and this is what I need to do. And there's a lot of obstacles, but still, this is what I want to do, and this is, and the cosmos helps to do what I tell him that I want to do. And the thing is that if I put a but in the middle of this,
put
the word
what?
But not tuches.
Ah, so.
But,
oh, a but.
The word but.
Oh, the word but, okay.
Okay. If I put that in, but I don't have the money, which we never have. It's just we rely on people buying tickets, so please buy tickets.
Oh. You get a blessing from the rabbi.
And so if I know exactly what I want, and I'm very focused, and I don't listen to the static noise, and I just move forward in what I believe is the right thing to be, to do, then I get all the help from around me.
From the universe.
Yes.
The universe open when you are ready. And when you are...
Yes, but when if I put a little butt in it, but I don't have the money, but it's hard, but an apple, it all crumbles, it's, and I need to start from the beginning.
That's
so.
Right, that's right. That's you know, that's very interesting, because I've talked about the... when we say, I try to do this, I'm trying to do this. The trying is always the negative.
The trying is nothing. Listen, if I do this, we have a camera, right?
Yes.
Take this from me. Try and take it. No, you're taking it.
I'm trying.
Try. No, you're not trying. Trying is not an action. That's what
trying.
I'm telling a lot of
That's
people.
That's what stands in between the action and
it's not
and
an action. Trying is not an action. That's the deal with it. If you are doing this, you're taking it.
That's right.
Maybe
well,
you're
yes.
not succeeding, but you're That's taking
right.
it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, trying is the what comes between you and the action.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not. So it's the same thing when you say but. When you say but is. Wait, there is an obstacle that I'm giving it attention.
Yeah. I'm giving it power.
This is amazing. And this is why, part of, because I wanted to bring Ori that we can talk about the show so you guys can come and have fun, is also to illustrate this. And we all go through journeys, so it's not easy, but this burst of when we are focused and we remove the noise, there is the procrastination, there is the hesitation, there's a lot of noise, and the noise is outside that is influencing our inside. So when we are allowing this and we are being distracted, and the noise could be also a very pleasant noise. It could say, hey, you know what? Instead of doing this, do this. It's really cool. I'm like, come on, you'll feel better. You'll feel better for 2 seconds. And then you're right back at beating yourself up. But if you remove that noise in any field, anything, everything, and if it is for you, if it flows naturally, then it's real. That's how I... So tell me, before we started doing rehearsals, how long, like it was with the actor selection, what came first? Let's put it this way. Did you say, okay, I'm going to write to... acquire the script, do the work on the script, then look for the actors? Or did you already see people that you said that triggered this spark in you? Or was it, what triggered the spark in you? How did it start?
Mevakel Medina is something that I wanted to do a long time ago. Usually it's either that I ask from the Israeli Machon Lemachazot Israelit, the Machon of the Machazut Israelit.
Israeli
archives. I don't know if it's archive, but it's where all a lot of the plays are kept, and they give you the right to use them.
Okay, so it's like
ask them to send me a few options, or usually I get some recommendations from people.
Mm-hmm.
Last year I just got in the middle of the night a text from one of the actors in one of the former plays, actually the same one that Yuval was in, from Meir Levy, and he told me, listen, I just saw a play called Take Your Father and Go to Hell.
Yes.
And you have to do it. At that night, I wrote to Israel and I asked for the play. I got it a few hours later. I read it in the same night, middle of the night, and that was it. I mean, I
that was the show that came before
did.
This. I remember seeing it in the
this
paper.
Year, it was this year in 2019 in March, February, March.
Yeah, I remember seeing the ads. I didn't come to see it, but I remember.
Oh, shame on you.
Well, I to be honest with you, I'm going to be completely honest with you, and that's...
know if I want to hear it.
Oh boy, because then I have to see her later at the rehearsal, and she'll be tough on me.
There you go.
Well, I wasn't in town.
That's the whole thing. You were not in town.
No, I wasn't. Oh. No, but can I tell you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, the name threw me off.
No, okay.
The name of the show threw me off. I was like, but you know,
But that's okay.
That's
fair.
What it was.
Some people came. It wasn't an easy show. It was a comedy, but still, it was a comedy about life, about growing old, about dealing with sick parents, and that was something that some people came and they were like, they didn't like it. Some of them were laughing like crazy, but then it touched a lot of painful spots. For me, it was a way of healing my dealing with the sick parent. Mm. And thank God is sorry.
This one.
Thank God is better.
Thank God.
Yeah. But it wasn't easy. Still, this is one of the plays that that got a lot of people heard about, and a lot of people that never came to see the plays came to see this one.
Mm.
And the word about the theater, the existence of this theater, is spreading. It's not like a wildfire, but maybe now after this show, people know there is a Hebrew-speaking theater here. And this show is about corruption. It's not about sickness. It's not about elderly, old age.
And it's pure comedy.
It's comedy. Well, pure comedy, yes, it is. Still, we're trying to bring, I'm trying to choose shows that are not political. And this one, though, you know, it's about government, municipality, but it's not about politics.
That's
it's
right.
About social.
It's about the inner works of how things work. And the subtext of the show, it says, a corruption at the top. Funny how sad it is.
Yep.
And it's not far.
We live it. In Israel, they live it every day, every single day. And we all live it because it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. So it's...
Now, if I may, I wanted to thank, I don't know, I didn't ask you before, but is it okay to thank the people that are helping us?
Anybody,
okay,
absolutely.
Great. So without those people and without those companies, we wouldn't have
absolutely.
A show.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't be able, you wouldn't know about this show.
Absolutely.
So we wanted to say thank you to Shavu Israeli.
The Israeli Week.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for putting ads in the newspaper and
they
sending
great.
E-blasts.
Thank you.
Then we're in America. The Israeli magazine also helps us with ads and articles.
Yes.
And e-blasts and Chatzot USA, Hebrew News. That also, thank you very much for the ads and the e-blasts.
Yeah. Thank
very
you.
Much. Then we have the Legacy Center where we do our rehearsals. And they are, it's not... they're an amazing organization that we found with the help of Anat Sadan. They just gave us the space, not for free, but for a very, very low price that allows us to do it. And for a month, I was looking for a place, putting ads on Facebook. Please help us. We do not have the money. We need a place to rehearse. And we heard rehearsed before at Noam Wittenberg's guest house. So
the space is great. Yeah. No, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Legacy
Then
Center.
We have Aviv Tax that helps us also. He's in our accountant. And
Aviv Tax is, it's our, as the accountant of the show.
The theater.
The theater, sorry.
And then we have IPAX, the insurance company, that helped us with the space to rehearse at the beginning. And
that's right. We were meeting in Woodland Hills.
Run
there. That's right.
Yes.
Second floor. Thank you.
And then CleanCraft is Noam Wittenberg's company. Noam allowed us for a month to rehearse in his guest house, as I said before, and that was very, very nice of him. And then Classic Window Shades, that are sponsoring us, and Alpha Omega Studios, who's our recording studios.
Is that that icon here on the
yes.
right? Yeah, okay.
Yes, and then Asulin Jewelry, who's also Gali Asulin. She's a very talented jewelry maker, and she's letting us use her. She's lending her creations for the play.
So
also
some of the props are hers?
Like not the props, not just jewelry.
Just the jewelry.
Yes. Then we have Rakefet and Aria Aharon that helped us and it sponsored us. And we have also Nama Pozniak from A Plus Insurance. And we're hoping that more people will decide to come and help
this,
us.
This is a great show. Thank you for everybody who we've mentioned that helped, and this is a great show, really funny, and it's a really great initiative because we many Israelis here in this area, and there is no really a cultural outlet. And
there's a lot, but they're coming from Israel. We have a lot of imports.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. A local cultural outlet.
Yeah, the actors are from within the community.
The
mission of this of the theater is to strengthen. Listen to the word strengthen. It's almost like vulnerability. Okay, to strengthen the Israeli community from within by creating plays with actors that comes from within the community. Some of them professionals, some of them are amateurs, but still.
And you know what? You all can act. You know why? Because we act every day. Every day you put on something. So of course there is more work to that, and it's not something to, but it's all in us. We are acting, and this is what I wanted to bring, the acting that is great, a great tool for development, self-development. This is amazing what I've...
You just struck a nerve. So, I believe that acting is very good, but my way of thinking is that improvisation is the tool, improvisation. Because what we do every day is we improvise. Mm-hmm. You and I were improvising now. If we did not listen to each other, we don't have a relationship and we don't have anything. There's nothing there.
That's right.
And therefore, every time we encounter another person, it is improvisation. And about improvisation, I can talk in 3 hours now because I you opened this Pandora box. You did.
You remember this show, which I really loved, Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Amazing.
I felt like it was like water. I would watch it and I would make my own things. It's amazing.
It's great. But when you stand on stage, I taught your classes of improvisation, and I'm the thing that I'm... My next project, when I have a little time to move it forward, is CTI communication through improvisation workshops, which are using the exercises from improvisation classes and through them showing people what their communication patterns are.
Oh, interesting.
And when people know their patterns, they can change them. And in real life, through this, in this workshop, trying new things. How does it feel, and what do you get from listening to another person?
Well, it triggers. It goes also with the frequency, with the intention of the person. Depends, like when we talk,
Of course.
There is this show is called Abracadabra, right? It's the power of our words, power of our what we say and how we say it.
Mm-hmm.
So when we speak, you don't need to feel, I don't need to say, or you don't need to say if there is something comfortable or uncomfortable. You feel that.
And
how we...
It's body language, and it's the tonation, and
So how did you find all these? Moti,
Oh, Moti's I met in Israel. One of my ads, I think, looking for actors, and he approached me, and he knew that he's coming here. So that was
Israel.
We met in Israel.
Oh, you met in Israel. Okay. Yeah, because I know people know him from Israel. Yeah, so I was like, oh.
Okay.
And then let's see, Yoram.
Moti's brought Moran.
Moti brought Moran.
Yeah. Then... Kobe Jacob came, I think he was the last one. He just approached me again through Facebook. Maya, I know, because she was in my improvisation classes, so
okay.
I offered the part to her.
Okay.
Yoram is part of the theater. I offered the part to
him. Yes.
Noam, who is the last thing that I would think that he would be on stage, because he's very he's a very private person,
yes.
Very introverted. And then he said that he wanted to try it when I was looking for actors, and I just jumped. Yay, please. Yuval, I offered that part too, because he participated in a play before. Yalon, I know from my improvisation classes, and he participated in a play before. Adam, I don't remember how. Adam, I don't remember how, but I'm so glad you're here.
Something with food or something.
Moti El Maliach.
Yeah.
I Tali Sapir Kesselman, Yoram Nachum's wife. I think they both brought Moti to my attention.
I see.
And then who am I missing? And okay, so Pini Lazarov, I actually got a phone call from a friend of Pini's, and he introduced Pini to me, and Pini brought Ben. So this is
they are like twins. Like, it's like they came out from the same box, so to speak.
Okay.
You know, it's like they're like on they stage at least.
They're meant to do this part, they're I meant think, to do and this. They're doing a great
really
job.
Funny.
Tell me something. How did I meet you?
Well, actually, what happened is we actually talked. I reached out to you for one of the ads that you had for the improvisation.
Oh, cool.
A while back, and I think you were already in the process. I don't remember what happened, but or what you answered or something, but you said, okay, let's keep in touch or something. I don't remember, but we didn't meet, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then for this, I think you actually sent me a message because I was in your database.
Makes sense. I was looking for a lot of men.
And then I came and I started, I think, one of those city maids, and then he said, no, let's do the rabbi thing. And the thing with the beard, I started before the show. It wasn't because of the show.
Okay.
I started because the show before, and then everything is coming down, fits
to place.
Into
yeah.
place, right?
Falls into place, yes.
And so, yeah, so this was, so we're doing rehearsals like really every day. It's really... Really hard, but
tiring.
But it's fun.
Exhausting.
It's really fun. But you know, it's like a tiredness of when you go to the gym, right? You go to the gym, you work out, and you feel. Don't you feel that it's still? I mean, because you're still here, you're still doing it. So there is this fire, the flame that is burning.
Oh, when I go to rehearsal, I forget everything. I forget what I do out of the rehearsal. I forget everyone. And I wanted to say a big thank you to my husband.
Oh, big thank you to her husband.
Yeah, Marcelo.
Because
he has
to.
Well, enable is a good word for this.
It's a wonderful word.
He enables me to do this, to fulfill my dream, because he knows that this is part of me, and I'm not at home. I work during the day, and then I go to rehearsals at night, and I'm not at home.
And this is
so he has a lot of patience, and he's really, really graceful about us.
Well, he's a giver, you know. He's a giver in that sense,
he's
at least.
Person.
That's what I can see,
mm-hmm.
you know. And
And he helped a lot with building the when we needed
the props.
Him. Yeah,
the
not
props.
The props, the set.
The set. There you go.
Yeah.
No, so this
thank
is.
You. Thank you, hubby.
So we'll meet him soon, next
okay.
week, I think. Yeah, right.
What?
Next week I'm going to meet him, or 2 weeks from now.
Why? Oh, coming to you. Yeah. I think you met him. He was there when you were painting the set, and he was drilling the iron, the metal.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
That's right. So there you go.
He's the guy that doesn't talk to anybody, just drills.
That was him. Okay. Well, we didn't get to say, I mean, hello, but I wasn't in the loop. This is great. This is really exciting. I can tell you that it's really a gift for me to do that. And I've done that in Israel many years ago, being on stage and music and stuff. And it's really interesting because I find different things that are coming out, and not just that they're coming out, but the willingness to
step up to your comfort zone.
Exactly. step up from the comfort zone, because we're in the comfort zone, it's not going to
nothing happens when
shift.
You stay in your comfort zone, nothing happens. The only time that exactly. something happens is when you're uncomfortable, then you grow.
Then we
that's
grow. That's
a
right.
great hint when you feel things are not going well.
That's
a
good
growing
thing.
Thing.
That's a good thing.
And I need to remember that when I don't feel that things are going good with the play. I go like, no, breathe in, breathe out. It's just labor. When you are in labor before the birth, you
that's right.
It's painful. And that's part of this. Yes.
That's right. And it's... yeah, you said it great. I mean, there's nothing.
And it's beautiful to see people that never been on stage making changes in their whole attitude towards stepping out of their comfort zone. This is a wonderful thing to see, how people that didn't shout for years allowing themselves to shout
right.
or to curse or to, you know, or to be silly. Being silly yeah. is a gift, and being able to be silly. And we're taught as grown-ups, especially men, to not to be silly anymore
mm-hmm.
because it's not becoming.
Mm-hmm.
And to have people just allow themselves to be kids again.
That's right.
It's a great process in self-development, and that's what I believe, and to see that, to be part of it, and to be give the opportunity for people to do that, I'm very thankful.
That's wonderful. As kids, we you know what kids do, they wonder.
Mm-hmm.
They go through life wondering
mm-hmm.
without any preconceived notions, without anything that already happened or how is this going to affect. And this is a great, that's why I think in this context, look now, some actors that I know, other actors, they say acting is narcissistic and da da da. Everybody takes it to a different place. But I'm looking at this as the ideal. Let's look at it as like the ideal, that it is really an heart opener. It's an eye opening. It's connecting to places that we don't connect usually.
Acting is a very serious craft, I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
When people start doing it and they hadn't learned in a school, they didn't go to a school to learn all the methods and to learn how to develop the character, then you can see, actually, you can recognize how... why they go to school for 3-4 years and they continue working and learning how to act. Acting is very serious.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do, well, I'm very thankful because last year I had the Yael Butzer Mftil that helped a lot with coaching the actors. This year I have Moti Suisa, who's a great teacher. And he teaches the actors that do not have any experience or knowledge how to get to where they need to get to. And me, I'm, I learned theater. I mean, I have my BA in theater, and I was born with the theater bug. And I have to do theater to be happy. I have to create theater. I found out that without creating that, I am... not whole.
Yeah.
So I taught for many years. I taught kids in high schools and schools, you know, from second grade to 12th grade.
Wow.
I taught them drama and improvisation, what I call I educated them through theater, through the stage.
That's wonderful.
And when I was asked and when I was told by kids, I'm going to be an actor, I would tell them, do it only if you're not able to do anything else and be happy. Because it's very difficult, it takes a lot, and it's not gratifying. It's not gratifying until if you take it as a profession, because not a lot of people are succeeding to get to where they want to. So you go to auditions one after the other, and you have to have be able to take rejection again and again.
Was that your experience?
No. I never wanted to be an actress. Never. No, I know it from talking to a lot of people. I know this is reality. Look how many actors are strolling, walking around in Los Angeles and not working at what they want to do. From time to time, they do a commercial, they do something else. I think that, but I'm talking about theater. I'm not talking about cinema. Yeah. I'm talking about theater.
Yeah.
Theater you need to do only if you really love it, if you really need it, if it streams in your veins.
Well, it's true to every dream or every passion that you have.
Well,
don't you feel?
Not necessarily. I think that maybe in some cases, but I think that acting and theater in particular, but maybe acting in whole, in general, you have to really need it, like fire within you, in order to be able to, yeah.
Well, my dear, we are here. We are at the top of the...
No way.
The top of the time. Yeah, we have to end now before the next show. Yes, you see how fun it is.
It is fun.
It is fun. It is. You know what? And the whole thing, I didn't give you the phone number, but there was a Facebook message, so they could have texted. So I'm here with Ori Tayer Dinor, co-founder of the Israeli.
No, the Jewish Hebrew stage. Hebrew man, stage. You're part of it. The Jewish Hebrew stage.
The Jewish Hebrew stage.
Yeah. Can I give a phone number if somebody wants
Absolutely.
To know? Okay, so the phone Absolutely. Number is 818-689-6563. My name is Ori Tayer Dinor, and the number is 818-689-6563. And you can also email me at oridinur, oridinur at gmail.com for information about the play, for if you want to sponsor us, the theater, if you have ideas, please share them with me. Thank you.
Thank you. And I want to tell you last thing that it's a pleasure to work with you. The different hats that you put on are marvelous. I see all the colors, of at least the colors that you're controlling and able to and willing to show, but I see those and it's really wonderful to work with you and wonderful to be with you.
Thank you
so
Same
much
here.
And for you, this is magic. We make magic, and when we're focused on where we're going, recognizing the noise when it decides to appear and reappear, and we go through and we sift through, we come in peace and we come home. I'm Ilan Azulay. Thank you for being here. And this is Liron Ben Shimon, going home. Leitraot.
Leitraot.
זה כבר כמה ימים שאין בית הוא צועק בקרקס נמרים מכל צד והאור כל כך דק עדיין אם הייתה אומרת שהכל יהיה בסדר מניחה את ידה על כתפו רק תספור עד עשר המפלצת תיעלם לא תחזור אם הייתה אומרת בן שלי הכל בסדר הוא היה מהנהן בראשו היה כותף לפרחים בגינה כל שבת הוא שלה היא שלו
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.